find that song very soothing to my soul. How many of you have ever felt like maybe God was mad? And if not mad, maybe just not pleased with what you see in your life. Have you ever felt like you just don't measure up? It might be much simpler than that. Maybe it's just a feeling of being so far away from God that you just can't see how you will ever get back. None of that's true. None of that's true. Those are all human emotions and feelings, and very normal human emotions and feelings. That's not how God views that which he has created. God created you along with this whole universe, and the love of God can't be measured, and the love of God should not be questioned. It is not how God views things. He views them through the eyes of love. Through scripture today, I want to show you the truth about God, the one and only God. I say that because I understand that to some, when you say God, they wonder which one. Some today still think of God with a small g, but God, the only God, who created the heavens and the earth and all things, his name should always be capitalized, because he is the one and only God. I don't know, I would think everybody these days texts. It's hard to get a feeling for what people think about God as far as how many they are. When you speak to them, listen to them, because you don't know how it's written in your heart. But through texting, I found something very interesting today. Many people, when you ask them about God and they text you back, will use a small g. That speaks volumes to me. It speaks volumes to me about the world we live in, and how people feel about God. It tells me that they may believe that there's more than one God. They may believe that God is not important enough to have a capital G. It speaks volumes when you read what people text you. But I'm here to tell you this morning that the God we serve is one God. And his name is capitalized. John 3:16 is very famous. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. God did not send his Son into the world to destroy the world, but to save it. To save it. This is God, a saving God, a loving God, a God that constantly reaches out to every extreme, even so much that he gave Jesus for each and every one of us. If you don't take anything else with you today, please take this. According to God's word, we all fall short before God. But no matter what, God loved and God loves. No matter what your condition, no matter what condition you've ever been in before you were born, God loved. And today, God still loves. The text doesn't say that God loves some. It doesn't say that God loves us a little, just enough to put up with us. It says He, God, so loved the world. I look at that and I don't see an end to the O's. I see an S and I see O's that go on for eternity. God so loved all of you. He sent Jesus. It's a big word. He so loved the entire world that every human being ever created that He sent His Son Jesus to save you. What makes you special? What makes you special? You know what it is? God loves you. God loves you. That's a special duty to be. This story of this morning is the perfect illustration of our waywardness and God's never-ending love. There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had and set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. Basically, this young man is saying, "Dad, I can't wait for you to die. I want what's rightfully mine now." Maybe you didn't hear that in the text. But he is very disrespectfully saying to his father, "Dad, I've been waiting for you to die. And I can't wait any longer, so I want what's mine." Now, I don't know what you would do if you were his father. I know what I would do. But it's not what his father did. He was selfish and wasteful. And unappreciative of what his father had provided. Have you ever felt like that? Unappreciated? I'm sorry to raise children. You've got to have that feeling. At least once. Maybe appreciated very many times, but at least once. At least once. Maybe I'm the only one who feels like this at times, like I'm wasting God's blessings. Don't you feel like you're wasting what God's giving you? I mean, think about it. God provides so much. I mean, the very air we breathe, we take that for granted. There's so much that we have. We always think about that we can't get or that we don't have, but do we ever think about what God really has taken care of every day? And sometimes I sit and I think, "Lord, you provided for me and I've just wasted it." It's okay, we all release what God has given to us. He gives us so much. After he had spent everything there was, a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to the fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. The world can be a cruel place. Very unforgiving, with little compassion. People find themselves in this position. They feel far away from God, and they look around for help from the world. Have you ever felt lost in your life? The worst feeling in the world is knowing that you need something. You have no idea how to get it. How do I get there from here? I don't know if I've ever shared this with you before. before, but especially in my youth, I had a very guarding dream in my life, in school. And the dream was always this. I was in the middle of the school, and I had no idea how to get to the next class. And I would go from room to room, from floor to floor, and I would start to panic, and I would look at the clock, and I would see that I was supposed to be there 5 minutes ago. So I would go back up the stairs, and I would go back down the stairs, and I'd go back to the room, but I could not find where I was supposed to be. And I was panicked. I knew where I needed to be. But I couldn't find my way. Awful feeling in life. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to call your son. Make me like one of the hired servants.'" So he got up and went to his father. Here is the place that all of us need to come to before only God. It's a humble place. It's the end of our sorrows. It's a recovery of sorts. The realization that to be a servant in God's kingdom is better than what the world has to offer. The realization that when God has his best for us, no matter what the world can offer us. I have sinned, and I have failed, and I have drifted. I hope you felt that in your life, because I have. But the realization, the final realization that the only place that this can be right is in the presence of God. But here's what you need to see today. Here's what you need to see today. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So they began to celebrate. You see the love of God. No matter what you've done, no matter how far you have drifted away, no matter how angry you have been at God, no matter what pain you have caused or been through, you're still a daughter. Still a son. You still belong to your Creator. Let it sink into you this morning. There is nothing that can separate you from the God who loves you. No matter where you've been in your life, no matter what you've been through, no matter how far away you think you've gone, God is still right there with arms wide open, welcoming you back every time you come. There is no limit to the love of God. There is no limit to what God wants to do in your life. There is no limit to his forgiveness. There is nothing in this world that can keep you from the love of your Creator. Please know that today. No matter what. No matter what. God loves you. God waits for you. God yearns for you.